All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. We're going to pick up actually with the section of Parnassa today. Page Kuf Ayin Zayin. Top of Kuf Ayin Zayin. HaParnassa, remember again, just so we understand how this fits into the general theme of things. The theme of this parak is Shigaon. Sometimes the craziness or insanity that grips an individual that causes him or her to do foolish things, to make bad life decisions, to go ahead and not think with inner clarity. So remember, we're talking about the things that sometimes cause a person to engage in negative decision making, and we're also speaking about how to remedy that negative decision making process as well. What does one need to do in order to go ahead and put themselves on the proper path? It doesn't mean avoidance of all mistakes. Making mistakes is an inevitable reality of life. But at least what it means is living life with a clarity. Living life with a clarity of vision and understanding. We've been focusing for the last number of days on Hirhurim, on negative thoughts, inappropriate thoughts, discussing how they occur, discussing what we could do to address them, and focusing, ending off yesterday with the idea that sometimes engaging in negative behavior is the result of not really being besimcha. Remember, we saw about filling the void. If a person fills the void with the right things, they feel complete, they feel shalom, they feel besimcha, and they don't need to seek out the thrills in some of the negative, inappropriate, or destructive ways. So, Parnassa, HaParnassa Shala Adam, He Kafi Midas HaBitachon Shala Bashem Yisbach. So, this is a very profound statement. A person's Parnassa has a direct relationship to the level of belief he has in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulebitachon zochim ayidei emuna. So we'll say this is actually interesting. He's using two different words here. One word is bitachon and one word is emuna. So remember again, emuna we've defined as being comprised of three parts. What are the three parts of emuna? Number one, a belief that all is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, belief that all is from God. Number two, a belief that all is for good, hakol letova. And number three, a belief that everything that happens to me in life has a message from God. So all is from God, all is for good, and everything that happens has some type of embedded message that I have to try to understand. Those are the three, that's the three legs, so to speak, the three pillars. The three pillars of Emunah. Now, he's introducing something additional over here, which is Bitachon. So, there's an Emunah. So, we use these words interchangeably. What's there's an Emunah and Bitachon? Bitachon, Avosai, really means a confidence or a security in that God is going to take care of me. So that's Emunah is comprised of the three pieces. Bitachon is the confidence or the security that the Ribono Shel Olam is going to take care of me. So now watch this. HaParnassa Shala Adami. So a person's Parnassa, he could be Midas HaBitachon Shelo Ba'Hashem Yisbarach. We'll say, my ability to succeed in my Parnassa. Now it's interesting, I just want to point out, because it's always very important. He doesn't say you're going to be fabulously wealthy if you have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an important idea. But rather, again, I'm not saying it can't happen, but Lamaise, that's not what he's saying. He's saying a person's ability to be shalom, a person's ability to be complete, to be happy, to be satisfied with his parnasa, is in direct relation to his bitachon. So what does that mean? Meaning that the more bitachon I have, the more confidence and security that I have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, that allows me to feel safe and secure in my parnasa. What I will say, if I have bitachon, so again, we're defining bitachon as the ability to feel confident, to feel secure in that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me. If I have bitachon, then I believe that's what? That the amount of money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing me for my parnasa is what I need. Now, maybe it's not what I want. Maybe it's not what I want. But at least it's what I need. That's bitachon. How do you achieve bitachon? Well, the bitachon, zochim al yedei emunah. Let's say we always say, all paths lead back to emunah. How do you have bitachon? How do you get to the level where you feel confident and secure that God is providing you with all you need? How do you get to that level? That's a manifestation, or that's a piece, that's an outgrowth of emunah. Lachin adam shekashala beparnasa. Sefer Abba says, a person who's struggling with parnasa, sarek sheikar avodaso tia al emunah ubitachon. This is a very interesting statement. Therefore, if a person is struggling with emunah, sorry, a person struggling with parnasa, a person has to do a self-check on his bitachon and on his emunah. How is my emunah doing? How is my bitachon? By the way, also, parenthetically, a person should also make sure that he's showing up for work. A person should also make sure that he's putting in the right hours. I'm just saying, this is, all of this is true, but of course none of this negates actual hishtatlos. If I've taken 27 sick days in the last week, so you know, it could be that that might be the problem with my parnasa. The idea being that after I know, sometimes I know I'm doing everything I have to be doing, I'm putting in all the effort I'm supposed to be doing, and yet there are still struggles. So again, sometimes where I realize that I am putting in the requisite hishtatlus, but yet there still is a problem, sometimes then the approach has to be a spiritual one and not necessarily a material one. Let's do one more paragraph. Based on when a person lives a life with emuna, so a person has to say, Tzarech kol echal adas, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu zon eskol habiruim, mi beit seikinim, that kind of thing. We'll say a person has to know that when it comes to the realm of Parnassah, the Ribono Shel Olam takes care of everyone. In other words, all Parnassah stems from the Ribono Shel Olam. Nothing, there's no Parnassah, big or small, that doesn't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol Shekim B'nei Adam. And we'll say all the more so mankind. Amru Chazal, Misha Nosin Chaim, Nosin Mizon. So this is actually a very beautiful Mamar Chazal. He who gives life provides Parnassah. Gives me, in other words, we'll say, if I believe that the Ribono Shel Olam gives me life, if I believe that he gives me life, and we know, by the way, we believe the act of giving life is not simply something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did once. You know, I think I've quoted this before. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, great tzaddik, says something quite beautiful. He says that the Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Call an neshama to halel ka." Every soul will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Zohar writes, "Bechol neshima u'neshima talaka," with every breath, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, what do you mean, Mechol Neshima Neshima? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a soul. A soul is a spark from above. Puts it in a body down here in this world. So the Rebbe says, every single moment the soul is yearning to jump out. Soul doesn't want to be here. The soul wants to be back next to the Kiyas Yaakovit. So every single time I exhale, every single time I sneeze, every single time I open my mouth, and the Neshama just wants to jump out. The Ribono Shel Olam, every single time I exhale, orders my Neshama to stay put. That's Kol Neshama Tahaloka B'chol Neshima U'Neshima. With every breath, I have to go ahead and give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's keeping me alive. He's sustaining my life. So therefore, again, he says over here, if I believe that God is the life giver, and not just a historical life giver, but a contemporary life giver as well in every single moment, if He takes care of life, then He takes care of Parnasa. Perusha, Shemi Shema'am and Shabori Hu Nosein Ochaim. If someone believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him life, Tzarech Gam Lahamin, Shekol Zman Shabori Rotze Sheyichya, Hu Yitin Lo B'mal Lichyo. So this is a very profound idea. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give me, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me life, the only way that giving me life works is how? Is if He gives me what? Is if He gives me Mizonos. In other words, if God gives me life, He allows my heart to keep pumping, my brain to keep working, but He doesn't give me that which I need to sustain myself, then He's not giving me life. So therefore, I will say, what Emuna says is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me life, He's going to give me the accompanying blessing of Mizonos that allows for the sustaining of that life. He goes on, he says, all the time that God wants me to live, He gives me what I need to live as well. If He no longer wants me to live, then ultimately again, He does not need to give me mizonos. Ultimately again, because He no longer needs me to live, Benko Benko. So we'll stop over here for today. Again, I'll just tell you, we're going to be in this section of Parnassah for a little bit of time, and this is probably one of the most important yesodos that we have when it comes to emunah. I'll say one of the areas, in which, you know, the two areas of life in which our emunah is tested most are what? Health and Parnassah. health and parnasa. And generally, again, one usually has one of those two nisyonos. One of those two nisyonos. But it's the point that the Mechaber is making over here is setting the table for us. Number one, I will say, we've been introduced to a new concept of bitachon. Bitachon means an ability to live in a state of a feeling of assuredness, of confidence, of safety and security that God takes care of me. Where does bitachon come from? Bitachon comes from a sense of emunah. Bitachon ultimately comes from the knowledge that again the three different prongs of emunah. And now we'll say the idea is, how do I have confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of me? The idea being, if God gives me life, which He does every single breath, every single moment, He's certainly going to give me what I need, the parnasa, to sustain that life as well. Right? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up middle of Kofa and Zayin Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Monday, sorry.